Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Oh, well, welcome and hi. We are very, very excited.
We're not alone.
We've got a dreamy guest.
Oh, hello.
Oh,
hello.
Hi. This is Emma Guns of The Emma Guns Show. I feel like a little round of applause.
Hello.
Always applaud yourself.
I do every opportunity that I get. Thank you. This is wonderful because I am doing another podcast and not my own. So
yes.
I feel very relaxed because
which
I don't have
nice.
To worry about well, much.
No, you can just sit
yeah,
back,
you
really.
Sit back, darling.
It's a very strict, tightly run ship, isn't it, Sarah? We have schedules and things. We don't wing this,
well,
do we?
Well, I'm terrified of the pair of you, so I will be on my best behaviour.
Don't be ridiculous.
Of course I'm
ridiculous. What's really lovely for us is you are part of the Portslieu crew.
Oh, my goodness. If I could count up the amount of Portslieu I've eaten in my life, I think I would be a gold star
yeah.
Portslieu crew member.
Oh, actually, we could tear it.
God, I feel a sense of pride, actually, just with that there. You've really put the work in. No one could say you haven't.
I do eat all of it, though. I don't cut the orange bits off. I like the orange
God,
bits.
God, no. I didn't know that was a thing.
No, neither did I. I nearly ate the wrapping the other week by accident.
God, yeah,
I didn't realise it was still on it.
Do you know, that was hilarious. We were at the live Manchester podcast and they sent these enormous wheels. And
which
we were chopping.
Lovely.
Yeah,
we're
gorgeous.
Very grateful.
Thank you. And we went to cut into them and it was deceiving because it looked like, you know, edible paper when you get
yes,
that on
yeah,
something.
Ooh.
It sort of looked like that on top of the Portslieu, but it came away very easily and we realised, no, this is plastic.
Oh.
Don't eat this. This is not to be eaten on the wheel
we
of Portslieu.
We haven't really done a risk assessment for the live, have
How
we?
How tempted were you to get four wheels of big Portslieu and sort of make them stand up and then pretend to be in a car like the Flintstones? I would have wanted to make...
Didn't cross my mind,
yeah,
if I'm honest,
no,
Emma, but now it's all
in.
I can think about.
Well,
and then you could have a fifth as a steering wheel.
It's a photo shoot waiting to happen, to be honest.
Because I've been a fashion and beauty director for many photo shoots. I'm very, very good at styling
yes,
things.
Yes, putting it in. I'm seeing a car. Wheels, a car. You sit there, you're driving. Great, yes, go. Shoot.
That's exactly how a fashion shoot works.
Everyone. Yes,
good. Silence on set, except for me.
I've never seen Portslieu on set.
More's
oh, we
the
must
pity.
Change this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
More's
think they're missing the a trick then.
Normally it's just blueberries, strawberries, raspberries and some croissant, some pastry.
Yeah, it's funny that they go for the pastries, isn't it? It's feast or famine, fruit or pastry.
Well, actually, I think it's because there's usually a lot of Euro there and they enjoy a pastry.
Right, on the continent.
Yeah. Whereas,
oh,
you know,
it's pastry this, croissant that,
you know,
bun.
An avocado's never there, but you know a good studio when it's got a toaster. That's why I'm like,
oh, yes.
Yes, there's a toaster here.
I think you know
toast.
A good work kitchen when they've got a toaster.
Mm-hmm. A proper toaster.
Yeah, you know, a proper toaster. You want a toaster, a kettle, a very big fridge and more than one microwave.
Mm,
yeah.
And enough room for the passive aggressive notes.
Yes, absolutely.
God, that is something that I just do not miss at all. Who's eaten what?
Yeah.
It was always me. I've always eaten your lunch.
I wanted it. I was hungry. Don't leave it in a public fridge.
Don't bring mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And truffle oil on the side. Yeah. Thank you very much. You're asking for it.
Truffle oil on the side.
Gosh, I really am. So, no, that's never happened.
No.
But I would do it.
Would you transport truffle oil?
Yeah. Doesn't everyone travel with truffle oil?
Truffle oil is one of the best things I've bought this year, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah, I literally had a moment in the kitchen the other week and I was like, I don't know how this meal would have survived without truffle oil. I can't remember what it was.
Do
it was carby.
Do you cook with it or do you add it?
added.
Oh, no, it's a condiment.
Oh, it's a condiment.
It was tortellini, and I didn't have sauce. I thought I had pesto. I didn't. I went for the truffle oil. It turned it around.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What was in the tortellini?
Some kind of cheese and pesto or basil thing.
Yeah, spinach ricotta, that sort of thing.
It was a hangover tortellini. But
God, I love tortellini.
But that truffle oil really, really delivered it to me.
Yeah. Really brought it home,
I had a really good afternoon with that.
Just me, leave me with my truffle oil.
I'm thrilled. Right, we're off later to a very upscale deli.
She's taking me to Claridge's. That's why I'm not wearing ripped jeans
today. Oh, my God,
today.
How divine.
I am dressed as a poached egg today, don't you think? Do you think this outfit's really poached
egg?
Well,
now that you've pointed out the colour scheme, but when I walked in, I just thought, thank
God. I was getting ready and I literally was at the point of leaving. I was like, oh, great, I'm a poached egg.
I couldn't wear that outfit because I would spill something down it. Yeah. I would sit on it. I would brush up against a dirty post.
A white jumper, and then I've got like a yellow and white striped t-shirt underneath, and it's just looking... very brunch.
Very brunch on the continent.
Brunch, yeah, brunch on the continent.
Yeah, sure. Cheers.
Yeah, you look quite Scandi, actually.
Interesting.
Like you could be nibbling a pickled herring.
Well, this brings me on nicely as to why I've got a nice outfit on today, because yesterday I was in an office working, doing a job, and I left the room that I was in only to run into somebody that I had had dalliances with.
Oh, gosh.
So I had had...
That's woken me up.
And it didn't end well, shall we say.
Okay.
So
The brute.
Yeah, the brute. But I was not in a good outfit and I didn't have makeup on. And I was like, this serves you right, Von Hepp. You should have gone in there.
Yes.
But honestly, sleeping with someone in a work environment is not good. Have either of you two ever done it?
Well, don't get your honey where you make your money.
Is that what June says?
Like I've heard it out. Couched in slightly different terms.
Yes.
Yes.
No, I've never done that.
God, I've done it too many times.
Yeah, I don't think I've done it. I mean, John and I met at work. We'd left by the time we got together. So that was a bit different.
Because I reckon there'll be a few Portslu crew members that may have had dalliances at office Christmas parties.
Yeah, it was an office Christmas party. God, Gareth, he accosted me on the way back from the loos.
Did he?
Yeah, he made his move. He chose that moment. I was like, what terrible lighting, Gareth, really? Here, are you sure? But I was happy because nobody saw. And then
What happened?
Oh, just a bit of a snog. Only a bit of a snog. So you saw this guy. Now, how was it when you saw him?
Oh my God, it was so awkward because he looked at me, I looked at him, I looked immediately down to the bottom left and he looked up to the top right.
Sure.
Oh my God, and you're a perfect couple then.
Yeah. But he was literally working in a glass office next to the room where I was working. So every time I had to leave the room or bring in my next client, all of that, he was there in that room looking out and I was looking in. I mean, he's not the smartest of people, so he forgot that I was there the next day. So he kept walking past. And I was like, why are you doing this? You're blatantly ignoring me. I'm ignoring you. But I then started to do lots of strategic things where you take fake calls and you're like, hi, baby. So good to hear from you. What time do you want dinner tonight? Yeah, of course, honey. Can't wait to see you. Literally on the phone to no one.
Yeah, great.
But just so he heard.
Oh, the Maldives. Yeah, sure. Why not? We had such a good time last time.
I think what works, and I have done this before, and it does make me sound awful, but who cares, is someone that you know always responds quite quickly to your text.
Yeah.
Change their user ID on your phone to someone famous. And then before you meet someone that you dumped you cruelly in the past, and so you want them to think that they've missed out terribly, text that person a couple of questions, and then as you're talking, it'll come up, you know, Peter Andre or whoever it is that you've...
Peter, interesting choice.
Yes, very interesting choice. I'd have really booted it a bit higher than that.
Oh, Nicole Kidman. God, she won't leave me alone.
I told you, Nicole, 6 minutes for the egg.
That's terrific.
What kind of a yolk are you going for if it's a 6 minuter?
Oh, you always do a 6 minute egg.
No, six is a low one for me. I'll tell them in a restaurant six. 6.5, 7.
Would you send it back if it wasn't 6?
No, but I'd just make a point that they had not listened to what I'd asked.
Yes.
But what kind of a yolk do you get?
I like it hard.
Oh, you do?
Or just a little bit, a tiny bit soft. I cannot handle a runny yolk. That is just hell on.
That is heaven to me.
Yeah,
oh,
me
no,
too.
It's panic. It's going everywhere. No.
Yeah.
With some Tabasco, bit of Himalayan.
I don't like
salt.
It though when an egg is still a bit.
High M.
Yeah.
She's taking it high end.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to do truffle oil tomorrow.
God, I thought Worcester sauce was fancy. Look at you.
Oh no, green Tabasco in a Bertha Brown yolk. Thank you very much.
Emma will be on the phone to Kidman. You're not going to give Kidman that kind of advice, it. Are you? What you need, Kidman, is a bit of Worcestershire. Yeah,
Peter Andre is really more my level, to be honest. Oh, hi, Peter. Hi, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
He's a big fan. Big fan.
Peter.
Now, the thing is, Emma, for people who don't know, you are what I would describe as a beauty type.
I am.
That's what your podcast's about. That's your work and everything. And we've talked about, obviously, because I'm feral and Jules is quaffed. So we've talked about beauty things a lot. I actually had this morning, I was like, oh, I'll tell Emma this. I was getting ready this morning. I put my moisturiser on. I know you're impressed.
Already.
And then I went and made a
cup
of tea.
She's a big deal, this one.
Came back, forgot that I hadn't put foundation, just put my blusher on. Just blusher on straight away. So then I had to go round the blusher
with the foundation.
I mean, you've really got an insight into my beauty routine here.
We've all done it.
Yes, we have. We've all been there, haven't
we've
we?
We've all done it.
But we were talking the other day. I was out at a very, very boozy lunch. And the girls were saying...
Hashtag freelance life.
Yeah, it was a Tuesday. The girls were saying about double shampoo.
Ah.
Now, I didn't know this was a thing. I have never double shampooed.
Never?
Never.
Really?
Ever. And they said you wash it once to clean and then second to treat. Is this correct?
Yes. So if you look at the back of most shampoo bottles, particularly professional brands, it will say shampoo twice.
Yeah.
I always
thought that was a trick to get them to use it quicker. Yes.
So remember in Friends, Phoebe sang the song Lather, Rinse, Repeat. She wasn't wrong. And it's essentially because when you... The first time you shampoo, use a very small amount and lather it up. Lather?
Lather.
Lather's good.
Lather with love. Lather.
Lather it up in your hands. Lather it up in your hands and then you almost do like a token wash. And that is to get out the dirt and all the stuff that has accumulated natural oils.
Sure.
And whatnot. The second, once you've
ferrets,
rinsed that
faggins,
out.
Ferrets, faggins, that sort of thing, yeah.
Once you've washed that out.
I was
going to
say something much worse.
Oh, God.
I know where your mind's going just by looking at you. Second time, use a bit more shampoo and really lather that in. And then, so if you are using a shampoo that is for colour-treated hair, there will be things that will protect your hair dye and stuff like that. And all of that gets a chance to... attach itself to the shaft.
Good Lord!
And
gosh.
Penetrate and impart its goodness.
But do you double cleanse?
It's no, the same principle. I've got the same time. Principle. I mean, this is literally doubling the time of everything.
It takes 30 seconds. Well, no, you've got longer hair than me, I guess. But I was going to say 30 seconds.
I thought you were going to say you've got a bigger face
but
than
then
me.
There's the whole thing.
Your face. Yes, actually, that forehead. That will add another.
That's a 47 second job.
That in itself.
But there's the whole thing of re-shampooing when you're drinking. So say you drink on Thursday night, drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
If you drink again on Friday night, that is called re-shampooing because the lather is so much better. So the drink stage, the drunk stage is
what?
So much better. So you're like, I was out re-shampooing.
Oh my God.
Did you not just say re-drinking?
No, yeah, this is talking about drinking. But it's called re-shampooing if you drink for the second night because the lather's so much better.
Oh, I see.
Oh, right.
I'm telling you, give after give after give.
If you drink one night and then you drink the next night, you'll have more alcohol in your hair so you can get drunk on your hair.
No, it was just a terminology. Washing your hair when you get in from a night out is something that I've really learned this year.
Oh, right.
And I've really had some near misses of slippage in the shower.
Oh,
like getting in and be like,
steady on. Careful. I used to know a girl at uni who, if we went on any night out, she couldn't go to bed until she'd had a full shower and washed her hair. Like she had to wash the whole night off.
Was that back in the days when you used to be able to smoke in these clubs and establishments?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Even after the smoking ban, didn't it? People were still smoking in clubs in the north for a long time after that.
Oh, they wouldn't have it.
No, back in the day, I used to use a very well-known brand that has shampoo that smells very fruity or floral. And
I think
Herbal Essence. We're not working for BBC. It's fine. You can say it.
I was going to say Fructus. Do you remember Fructus?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
too heavy.
No. But Herbal
Essence
is shampoo.
That was a big brand in the teen years,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, Fructus.
That green packaging. No, Herbal Essence is, that would be my part of my hangover cure along with painkillers, full fat Coke.
Cheese toasty.
And carbohydrates and cheese.
That is like, you're speaking my language. There's a whole beauty hangover product.
No, they're really... we're going to stick a pin.
Write it down.
Yes.
Business, business, business.
What's the most ridiculous thing that you've been sent? That you've got it out and you've gone, oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, goodness. There are so many ridiculous things.
Yeah. Jules has got a very small eye wand, which makes me very happy. That
you have
stays
a small
in the fridge.
Eye wand.
Yeah, you know, like a little, like Emma will understand this.
Silver tipped eye wand.
Yeah, silver tipped eye wand, yeah, that was from Darfan, yeah, that you run over your eyes. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably got four.
I always drop them on the floor and end up hoovering them up and breaking my hoover. But
I do that with Kirby grips.
Henry's not been the same since.
No, I do it with
Henry rattles. Yeah.
Hair grips. I can't be bothered to pick them up, so no, sod it. It can just go up the vacuum.
I keep a lot of my stuff in the fridge, though. I keep like those iPad gel things in the fridge.
Yeah.
And lots of, and like various serums and stuff that,
yeah,
for hangovers, essentially.
Yeah.
I don't know,
yeah,
why I'm whispering. Listeners,
it's for hangovers.
It's all right. Portslade crew drink. They love it.
Yeah.
No, I know. So, what's the most ridiculous? I mean, God. So many, in fact, that I can't narrow it down to one.
I remember seeing in one magazine office, bonsai trees had been sent with gifts. They'd all, like a brand had sent little mini trees.
Not for your face.
No, but it came with something. So what happens is...
you whack yourself with it.
No, it's a Live Delicas cheek brush.
Yeah.
The bonsai brush.
A living kabuki.
But yeah. Yeah.
But new for this season.
But there are, like, when they send products out, they send them with something to give you the kind of the brand story and what it's all about.
I see.
And that is when it gets ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, products. Someone has thought of everything,
yeah,
that we don't need in addition to everything that we do need.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, there are gifts sometimes that come with things and you're like, for reals?
Wow.
Really? I was always very proud of myself because we'd get sent, as beauty editors we used to, I don't know if you still do, get sent cupcakes a lot.
Yes.
And I would do this thing, which indicated in no way that I have a problem with food, that I would open up the package, go, take a deep breath, and then take them to the other side of the office. I would have big old sniff of it, because that's the best part.
If it came up and, oh, God, Emma's just sniffed all these.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
That's a bit Devil Wears Prada.
No,
yeah,
because otherwise,
I suppose if you're getting half a dozen on the hour every hour.
Do you know what? It could go one of two ways. Either I sniff it and pass it on, or I don't let anyone on to the fact that they're there, and
yeah,
I just eat them all.
Yeah. So. I am the office worker who would happily hoover that up for you. Ooh,
yeah,
cupcakes. Ooh, great. Free. Unexpected. Yum.
Yeah.
That's what's got me in trouble over the years, walking past.
Oh, yeah.
Figure of eighting within the office,
yeah,
is lethal.
Oh, God, absolutely.
Figure of eighting.
The figure of eight. The figure of eight is when the food stays stationary. You leave it on the side and you walk past it, pick up a little bit, you go off.
Oh.
And like a figure of eight, you come back round, eat. Off you go. You come back round, eat.
Yeah. So you're burning calories.
It happens if you're at home with the fridge. You know, yes, you sit down and then you go, I'll just go and get another baby bell, actually. And sure enough, before you know it...
Within the hour,
yes,
they're gone.
Yes, that's it.
A friend of mine once worked with somebody who at the same time every day would put out a packet of salt and vinegar crisps from his or her desk drawer, and eat half of it, put a peg on
get
it, turn over, put a peg on
it.
Oh,
no.
And put it back in and have
the next. Don't even chew crisps. Yeah. It's like a pelican opening up and down they go. There's none of this peg nonsense. It's just, done.
I was devastated the other day because I was eating crisps in the office and I just felt a bit self-conscious. And I got to the end, and one of my favourite bits about the end of a packet of crisps is when you've got all the sort of...
The tip.
The bits at the bottom and you tip it into,
yep,
your face.
I can't bring myself to tip. I can't
Lorna
do it.
Lorna won't tip.
I won't
big
tip.
Tipper.
I had to forego the tip because I was worried about judgment. And I just thought, why on earth did I eat the thing?
Yeah, I've...
Sarah can tip in a millisecond.
Oh,
it's done,
God,
so quickly.
Yeah. You barely even see me move.
Olympic tipping. Honestly.
I'm just a blur.
The reflexes
where
of a cobra.
That's it. Where does the bag start? And where do I begin? You just sit.
She won't buy a coat if she can't tip in it. If she can't get
no,
that arm
it.
Up. No, forget
I've
that
I've got
purchase.
A bad tipping jacket, actually. I just can't.
Can't wear this today. It's bad for tipping.
I've just bought a new jacket, actually. It's a faux fur biker style jacket. And I consulted with Jules about this jacket when we went for a river walk,
yes,
recently.
Yeah, I nearly lost her, actually. She nearly fell in the river. No joke.
No, really?
Yeah. Got a bit tense
really...
at one point.
Were you tipping a crisp and that was it? An uneven footing.
It's a prawn cocktail that did her in. Family
oh,
bag.
It's always prawn cocktail.
Oh, prawn cocktail. I would go for salt and vinegar first, but sometimes
oh, no,
a prawn
and onion,
cocktail.
I'm a real animal.
Are you?
Yeah.
I would never go near, doll. I wouldn't go
really?
Near a cheese and onion. We'd be great with a multi-pack, you and I.
I like a ready salted though. So
oh my goodness! Why are we not eating crisps right now?
I wouldn't touch a ready. I couldn't be bothered with a ready salted.
God, a ready salted, that is a go-to.
Do you just feel like it's an undressed crisp?
It's just it's just pointless. It's a blank page.
It's nude.
It's very nude. Oh, so dull.
No, my new jacket, the faux fur, I can't tip in it. Is one
right,
thing.
Yeah,
but also it's a bit squeaky.
Yeah,
and I'm on the trains or walking around, and I feel like I am creaking like an old pirate ship.
Fun though,
is that what
isn't
happens
it?
With biker
jackets? I just cannot get my head around this conversation of restrictive tipping. It's just killing me.
How high can you raise your arms? Could you
use
your
but
hair?
The noise is pretty.
Okay, right.
No, I know exactly what you mean with
the
a strip.
The creak is deafening.
Yes, yeah.
I know exactly. It goes down. The creak goes down. Yes. I've got a couple of shearlings.
Oh,
and
goodness.
Really, once you've moved about in them a bit, it just stops.
But it's faux, so I'm wondering whether the faux is slightly plastic and that's why.
Right.
It'll break down.
Do you know what?
I'll just nibble at it.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to break in shoes. Maybe it's the same thing. Maybe you need to do a good...
Breaking in a shearling with a bag of kettle chips.
Well, just a lot of lunging and shaking. Do you know what I mean? A lot of moving around.
Yeah. Very Mr. Motivator
maybe
over
yeah,
there.
Thanks. That's what I mean. A routine. A Sherlin
the Divina.
Routine. Yes.
I think I need to put the heating on, zip it up, which obviously one doesn't ever zip up one of these sorts of jackets, and just move about a bit jauntily.
I don't think I've bought a coat that I could do up for... God, at least 10 years.
So,
actually.
What did you do on Monday morning? I broke the shearling in, put Davina on, and just did a full on workout
just
in it.
Sat around.
Bikram shearling. That's multi use.
Cheese and onion on the hour, every hour. It's really loosened it up. Oh, it's like butter now. Look at it.
But I had to Febreze it.
Cartwheels, easy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shall we do some correspondence?
Oh, gosh, let's.
Okay, this one comes from Clarissa Kate. Clarissa Kate.
Clarissa Kate.
Oh, Clarissa Kate. Clarissa yeah, Kate. Maybe she comes from Russia.
Is it two names there? Clarissa Kate.
It
not
is spelled,
Clarissa Kate.
No, I say it to you now. It is spelled C-L-A-R-I-Z-Z-A-K-A-T-E. Clarissa Kate.
You lost me at the Z. Carry on.
Just finished listening to the latest podcast of you talking about being more attracted to people from other places. It made me smile. My boyfriend is from Holland and I visit him every 2 months or so. And every time I visit, it's like a mini holiday for me. He actually flew back today after visiting me and my family for a week. And even though we've been visiting each other back and forth many times throughout the 4 years we've been together, I still feel lonely every time. I've been
This is really getting stuck in. It's like a dear Deirdre.
I've been very quiet this evening after seeing him off, and your latest podcast cheered me up so much. Thank you very much.
Oh, darling. Do you know what? Hot foot it to Holland.
Yes.
Hot foot it over there.
God love me a windmill.
Absolutely a clog.
Break them in.
Yeah, break in your clogs.
So this tweet is from Kayla Ash.
Woo!
And
yeah, woo, Kayla, woo! You go, Kayla.
Kayla Ash Catface. There's a little emoji
that's
in her.
Nice. Oh, that's fun. Yeah, sure.
If this pic doesn't scream at Jules Vaughn Hertman at this Sarah Powell, I don't know what does. You both have inspired my dinner for this Monday night. Now, does
what's
everybody
want
to know?
What's she having for a tea?
God, I'm frightened. Is it a curly whirly and a what's it?
There's a pot of la vache qui rit, which
ooh,
is
laughing cow.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, the cow, yeah. Yeah,
the
right.
cow.
No, I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
I know laughing cow.
A bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, hang
on. I'm
going
to try and zoom in on this to see.
The old
cab 2014 vintage, thank you very much. From the Columbia Valley.
She's not struggling, is she?
Ken.
I think Kayla went to Waitrose.
I think it was on offer.
You bitch, she might like her wine.
I only ever buy wine on offer. I would never buy full price wine, never. I would only ever buy it. It's got to have a red sticker on it or I'm not interested.
What's your threshold for wine buying? I won't go over £11.
Oh, £11? I think it was my birthday, Emma.
This is one of those chats where I'm like, How are we friends? I wouldn't even pick up a six bottle. That is hangover.
If I was buying an £8 bottle of wine, I'd think, look at me go.
Oh, eight is my six. Eight is when I've been drinking all day and I just need something to finish me off. If I'm having a nice red at home, I'd drop a good 14. I'm not drinking rubbish wine. Cote d'Aron, I love it.
Oh, see, I found a wine that I love in my local supermarket, and it's called the Shy Pig.
Oh.
And it's a red. They do
I'm
a
too shy.
No, it's really cute because the label is like a pig's bottom, and he's obviously like trying to hide behind the pigsty because he's shy.
Oh.
It's very, very cute. And it's anyway.
Does it taste nice?
Actually, it's delightful. So they've got a red, a white, and a pink. And I always go and I'm like, oh, I'm feeling a bit fruity tonight. I'm going to go and get me a bottle of Shy Pig. It's only £3.50. Thank you very much. And
so that's why I've never seen it.
Is it Lambrini?
No. And I mean, the whole bottle goes in one evening and then I'm up till 3 o'clock in the morning singing songs and listening to iTunes and disturbing people.
Calling yourself the Shy Pig. Trust me.
But it was only the last time.
Again, freelance life.
It was only the last time I was drinking it that I turned the bottle around and looked at the back where it said wine-based drink.
Oh,
and I realised I'd made a wrong turn.
It's cordial. The £3.50. The alarm bell should have gone
I know.
There.
I think I just got carried away. I just like the label.
Wine-style drink. Like wine, but not wine.
Yes. But this Cabernet Sauvignon that Kayla Ash has got is very nice. And she's also got what looks like a grab bag of thin, crunchy pretzel crackers.
Oh, I love those. Let me see.
Are they covered?
I've never seen Sarah move so fast. She had to see them.
Yeah, I'm very familiar. No, I think they're not. I like that the slogan on them is, rethink your pretzel. Rethink. You think you know a pretzel, you rethink it.
If you think you've seen every pretzel going, yes, well, you haven't, Sandra. You
back.
Haven't. Kayla, you bed in. This is not your average pretzel.
Also, what I am noticing, although it's slightly out of shot, I think that Kayla is using the pretzels as a delivery device for the vache qui rit.
God, I feel proud.
I know.
I feel proud.
She's
There's a knife
well.
In there as well, so she's not an animal. She's not a savage.
That's only for the picture. She'll put that back
in. Never been used.
Yeah, that'll go back in the drawer. Mine has come in from Olivia Zomas.
Oh, hello, Olivia.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi. Oh, she sounds like a fashion stylist.
She does, doesn't she? Okay, I have to say this. I'm a new listener of Jules and Sarah, just finished the year 2016. What a great year it was, Olivia. Every time I'm like, I love them more
and
more.
She's changed her accent, hasn't she? Yeah.
She's putting it on. It had become like a safe haven. I fell in love with the friendship that you have for each other. But there's one thing that makes me smile and feel good. It's the voice, giggles and laughter of Sarah Powell.
They are outrageous.
Oh my gosh, I know. It does get
Your voice is so addictive.
Emma, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
But I find myself talking like you after I listen to the podcast.
Oh,
is
my
that
God.
Right?
Yeah, I do. The Sarah-isms. My vocab hasn't been this... I've missed out on a few jobs, if I'm going to be honest.
How dare you?
I was in the running for Dior and I didn't get it.
John, actually, we were talking about this because John says he started saying things. John said, you've made me more camp. He said he's really camp now because he's finding himself speaking.
I think
like
you've
me.
Made a lot of people more camp.
He said something that his daughter said something the other day and he was like, oh, I don't. didn't think so. And he was like, it was you. It was you speaking.
Oh, you're like a ventriloquist and we're all your dummies.
It don't was my plan the seed. Now listen, how on earth is Ken or Sheila?
It's a Sheila week.
Great.
Sheila will be in London imminently.
Oh my gosh, prepare the choir, close the streets.
I said, oh, Sheila, what would you like to do? Do you want to do shopping? Do you want to have a nice lunch? Do you want to go on a walk? She was like, yeah, that sounds nice, that sounds nice. So I was like, okay, what do you want to do? She was like, actually, I've already booked a yoga class.
Oh,
I was
right, like, fine. Made her own arrangements.
I was like, oh, am I coming to that, Sheila? She was like, yeah, if you want to come, that's cool, but I'll be on the King's Road at this time. I was like, right, that's it. So I have seen red. It is like, and I was like, I'll try and somehow coax her into my life.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll want to come. Because she does yoga 8 times a week.
Yes.
So obviously
89
like,
you know, times a week.
Which, honestly, Emma, she's permanently downward dogging.
Really?
I haven't seen her stood up for 5 years. It's a nightmare.
Rethink your pressing,
the only time I see her stood up is Jonas Sun Salutations and that's it.
Then it's down again. You can't have a full conversation with her.
Permanently planking. My life by Sheila Von Herr.
My life in plank.
Permanently planking.
So yeah, I'm trying to get her to come more into my lifestyle, but honestly, it is like teasing an ox. You know, yeah, it's literally like, come on, come with me, do things in my life. No, just wants to do yoga.
Fair.
Ken and Sheila aren't that great on technology, and I know this, but instead of helping them, I actually get great pleasure in just saying, if you just want to copy paste the link to me, that would be great.
Mean.
Knowing
so
that they
mean.
Can't do it.
They don't
knowing.
Know what that is.
I haven't got a clue.
You do it to me occasionally.
You're I
like,
do actually.
Yeah, just copy this over here and just put this through. I'm like, oh, what do you mean? It's not. You're like, just do a bit.ly link. I'm like, well, I don't understand.
Just do a bit.ly link.
Do you say bit.ly link? That makes sense.
Is it not bit.ly
link? No, it is, but I've never said it that quickly.
Bit.ly link.
Bit.ly link. Anyway, so yeah, Sheila's been very aloof at the moment. She's rinsing off a yoga mat, I'm sure.
Yeah, she's had it with you and your technology no-ho.
Honestly, hosing it down.
Emma, what's your mum called?
My mother is called Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Lynn. Now, give us a good character profile on Lynn.
Yeah, tell us about Lynn.
Oh, well, she's brilliant, obviously.
Yeah.
But the thing about my mum is that she's a rebel in the making at
great.
All times. So my mother was invited by a lot of the ladies who live in our village, because we've lived in the same village since I was born, so 40 years now. And she's never really taken part in the community in a big way, because it's not really her thing, if truth
Fine.
Be told.
Let them get on with it.
Exactly. A few years ago, she got talked into going to some sort of carol concert. And she was like, okay, fine, I'll do it. And I think she was making quite the effort. And they were all handed one of those lovely programmes with songs and what have you to sing. And then halfway through, they just said, right, if everyone could stand and sing Little Donkey. And my mother ejected herself from the room, muttering how pathetic this was.
Oh, come on, Lynn.
No, in an
Little
under
donkey.
Her breath. Just, she's like, I'm not doing that. So my mother...
Lynn had her gowns on. Lynn was obviously in her church gowns, ready to go and sing.
I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, she wanted a full
oh, show. No,
Donkey was not good enough.
No, I think she just went along thinking, I hope there's cheese and wine.
Fine.
Oh.
Yes. And she's not a singer. She wouldn't.
Oh, right.
She's not, she wouldn't.
Oh, I thought
that.
She was going to go into
interesting
a full
choice
in the
going
highest.
To a carol.
I think she, you know, when you just think, oh, maybe I should go and do what all these ladies go and do.
Yeah, show willing.
So she's a, so
and
she is a rebel.
Stormed out, put a rod for her back. Forget
she
it.
She stormed out and so went home and probably watched NCIS.
Yeah,
lovely.
Got her own cheese and wine. Thanks
exactly.
very much. Wasn't
Thank
even worth
you.
It.
Sounds like she'd get on with Sheila, actually.
Wasn't even worth it for the welcome drink.
How is June?
So June. Now, at the time of recording, June is doing Slimming World.
Ooh.
Right, June's been and she's joined. I last spoke to her, it was the day of weigh-in and she was eating a flapjack. So I, you know...
Doesn't bode no. well for June, does it? Didn't choose anything light, did she?
A red flag went up. She lost a pound on her first week. She was disappointed, if she's honest.
A pound's a pound.
A pound's a pound. I said, it's a pound that you could have put on, June, but she was. You could tell she was a bit upset.
Flapjack for breakfast, June, ain't going to help
no,
you lose.
No, it's not going to do it.
It implies a deficit of 3,600 calories, which is good work. Thank
yeah,
you.
Absolutely. But she's...
That's lifting the waitress bags into the yeah. car for June. It's real heavy lifting.
She... she doesn't have the app yet. She's not set herself up. I've got to set her up on it. So she keeps texting me, asking me to look things up for her to see how many sins. The other day, she texts me to say, I can't find out how many sins in a Virgin Train first class snack box. Okay, this is the world's greatest middle class slimming world problem.
Yes.
And also, no, you can't. You just can't have the snack box. I doubt it comes up. Maybe the Dairily slice, but that's it.
Dairily is not a cheese to eat on its own.
You need something to break it down.
It gets claggy.
It does. It really does.
Oh, it does, you're right.
It was hilarious. She also she went to somebody's house the other day. And she said that they've got... Do you know what ragdoll cats are?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this,
do you, Emma?
So
it,
no.
For the, describe it.
So ragdoll cats are... Essentially, it would be me if I was. It was a cat form. It's like gorgeous cats, quite hairy, but they're not really supposed to be outside because they sleep on their back. They sleep everywhere. They're like dogs. So if you come through the door, they'll run to you and come and say hi.
Yeah.
They're not like a normal cat. They're really like...
Cat dog.
But yeah, cat dogs. Very hairy. You haven't emphasised that enough.
Hairy.
I mean, they're more hair than cat.
So does that mean when you pick it up, you expect to have body and actually it's just all hair and it's a tiny sort of rat?
Yeah, but you're supposed to... So a lot of people get them trimmed because they're so hairy, but you have to, if you don't trim them, you have to brush them. I don't know how I know this much about ragdoll cats, but yeah, then the special brushes and you have to sit and lie there and brush them.
Mum went round to this lady's house for lunch. She had two, I think she had two or three ragdoll cats. They were, every time she looked, there was one there. It was weaving in between the salt and pepper on the table. It was on the radiator. It was jumping gently down from the sideboard, jumping onto the top of the fridge. Mum was like, it was like, every time out of the corner of her eye, she was just like, there it was, this ragdoll cat prancing by. You're here,
she should have thought
you?
She was in a real life Andrew Lloyd Webber.
That's what she said, that's what it was like. Material cats aren't cats. Memory.
Oh, goodness me.
Now, shall we do news from the north?
Yes, let's.
I am so excited to be live.
To be live here for news from the north.
Which is your favourite bit of the podcast?
All of it.
I never know whether people prefer news from the north or June and Sheila.
I think the whole thing's just a roller coaster of experience from start to end, to be honest.
I would agree, actually. I like all of it. And I'm always excited when the next segment starts. So yeah. I'm not just saying that to be diplomatic. I do really enjoy.
News from the north's a bit of a loop-the-loop, though, isn't it? Yes, basically.
There's a, oh my God, it's very really similar to something that we do at my family home where we have like a local newspaper.
Great.
And they'll have things like 4 cans of Hofmeister lager were stolen from a garage in blah, with sentimental value, please return.
With sentimental value, the 4-pack, yes. Train cancelled by drizzle, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Truck driver sniffs out a new career with established animal business, which comes from the Halifax Courier.
Enjoying.
An animal-loving, heavy goods vehicle driver is the latest new franchise to join award-winning business, The Dog Walker.
So niche. Everything about this is so niche.
After more than 11 years as a HGV driver, Halifax man, Nigel Wilson, is set to take over the Queensbury franchise from long-standing franchisee Mark Whittaker. Mark established the franchise of the award-winning company in 2013 and now has more than 24 clients. In my head, I imagine like 24 different types of dog.
Yes. No, I like imagine owners that look
hitting
like
the phone. Lots of Afghan hounds.
Yes, always an Afghan hound.
I'm obsessed with an Afghan hound. I believe that they look like women in the 70s.
They absolutely do. We were once in traffic and in front of them, June was crying laughing because there was obviously two people and in the middle from the back, it looked like a 70s woman. It looked like a little blonde woman. And then every now and again, the dog would turn to the left or the right and you'd see it was a dog. June couldn't get her hat on. She was dying. It was the funniest thing she'd ever seen. She'll be listening now, still laughing about it.
Swapping his role driving vehicles for daily walks in the outstanding Yorkshire countryside, Nigel will offer his dog walking, home boarding and pet taxi service in an area stretching from
I must get home
stretching from Hipperholme to Cullingworth and Halifax to Allerton. Said Nigel, a family member was already a customer of the dog walker locally and he had sung her praises for the services. So I knew I liked the firm's animal-focused approach and when the opportunity to buy the franchise came up, I seized it.
I think pounced would have been better.
I do agree.
I've had an affinity with animals all my life and loved helping out on my family's small holding when I was growing up. I married Sue. That's it about Sue in this article. I married Sue earlier this year and wanted a change of lifestyle, which allowed me to be home in the evenings. There is literally no more mention of Sue, FYI.
I think it's a bit passive aggressive, actually. Sue was like, right, now we're married. I want you home at a reasonable hour.
Yeah. I never see you.
She's also like, any media that you do through this changeover, I must be credited.
Make sure you mention Sue.
Our household now compromises of one dog, three cats, four canaries and a parakeet. I'm looking forward to getting much more exercise. This guy is all over the shop.
They're not related.
His career move is going from heavy goods driving to animal walking, and then he's doing animals to exercise. I can't. Parakeets to walking.
Yeah.
Can parakeets walk? Who
knows? I think they
managing
can.
Director of the dog walker.
I think they can walk along a branch. That sort
I didn't
of
know.
Thing.
I couldn't really picture
they have
one.
Feet.
I know, but hummingbirds can't walk, can they?
Well, they can't settle, can they?
Then no.
They don't have... How do they sleep?
Constantly on the move.
Do they think they just have to lean on a ledge? How do they sleep? Managing director of the dog walker, Richie Wormersley, said, with his wealth of animal care experience, we're delighted to welcome somebody as enthusiastic as Nigel on our latest franchise. This signals the exciting start of our plans to roll out the franchise framework in the Northeast next year. Richie Wormersley, 35, established the business in Wetherby in 2006 and with his life savings of £500 because he believed animals deserve better care than that of what they receive in kennels. The passion continues to drive the business forward and current group turnover is £640k per annum.
Oh,
busy driving these pooches around the dales, isn't it? The business now walks in excess of 1,000 dogs a year and provides a fully insured and registered care for customers' pets in the stress-free environments of their own home. The dog walker now employs 15 people, operating 9 franchises, and has a client base of more than 920 people.
Goodness me.
Busy.
Yeah.
Barky.
Yeah. Busy Barky. Busy there's your name. Busy there's your business.
Right. Get it down. Get it down. Still thinking about hummingbirds sleeping.
Yeah, of course.
I think we should Google that.
We will. We'll get an answer for that.
Yes.
Now, what I've gone for with this, I started reading this and it's something a little bit different from News from the North. It's something a little bit festive and it is... It's a food review. Okay.
Great. So this
has come. Now, this has come from the Northwest Evening Mail, or The Mail, as it's now known. Food served in a very different way tickles taste buds of our reviewer. It was the quickest decision ever, on my part, at least.
Tense.
I'm gripped.
It's tense.
I'm gripped
tense.
Already.
Two of the greatest culinary delights in the world had been combined into a single festive dish, and the opportunity to tuck in was most certainly not going to pass me by.
Ooh.
It shouldn't have worked. It should have been so very wrong, but somehow it was right.
Ooh, what do we think it
what
is?
What
do we think it is? Well, if you had to guess, what would you think it was?
I want to go with something that has been pickled that shouldn't have been.
I don't know. I think it could be like a fruit in food situation.
And the runaway success of this Yuletide wonder was only part of the story. We had travelled to the Hare and Hounds in Levens for an early December festive family meal. It was a typical day as it could be. En route in the car, the climate control was being worked to the max. On my side, an icy blast fired out of the vents, while a matter of centimetres away, on the side of Mrs. H, the temperature was a balmy 25 degrees. Thank goodness we invested in a family car, which allows variable heat for Mr. and Mrs. It has saved countless disagreements.
I want to meet this person so badly.
I have got a picture of this person in my head already.
I was reading this, I was like, what? A Barbie took flight in the back. Accusations were made among the children, quickly followed by protestations of innocence. You'll make me crash, I warned. My words fell on deaf ears, as usual. In the mirror, I could see the relative calm of my mum and dad's car. They were joining us and would no doubt arrive relaxed and in good spirits, contrasting perfectly to the frazzled state which I would rock up in. So
that
set the scene.
That has set the
scene. It's a convoy, right?
It's God, this is great.
We arrived at a busy time for the Hare and Hounds. It lies just a minute or so off the A590.
Good to know.
So it's easy to get to, as many, including the family Higgins, had discovered. The place has a long history as a village pub, and as much is evident as you pass through its doors. The names of past licensees adorn a wall in the area of the pub, which is as traditional and cosy as local as one could wish for. We were eating in the recently opened, in the context of the pub's long history, restaurant area known as The Barn.
I've forgotten about the food, have you?
A sympathetically converted building which exudes warmth.
Hang on, I'm sorry. How do you sympathetically convert?
Yeah, how do you sympathetically convert?
A beautifully decorated Christmas tree perfectly set the tone as we were seated and handed our menus. And so I returned to my food selection.
Here we go.
Festive pizza. Yes, pizza.
I'm sorry.
Adorned with turkey stuffing, bacon and cranberry sauce. For starters, I'd ordered the breadcrumb deep-fried fried goat's cheese.
Lovely.
With a Waldorf salad and a tomato and grape chutney.
God, he's going to sleep well, isn't he?
Mrs. H plumped for the smoked haddock with curried mayonnaise and a hen's egg and Christmas nice. Dinner as her main course. The dishes were repeated in various permutations. For grandma and granddad, while the children each ordered freshly made pizzas. The goat's cheese starters were delightful. The crumb of the crumb gave way to the unmistakable creamy nuttiness of the cheese, warmed up with the added sweetness of the chutney and the crunch of the walnuts and apple. It was a dish to behold.
I'll say.
It's as if it's in my mouth.
I'm damp. My mouth is very damp.
Those to whom it had been served were in agreement. It was a triumph.
Oh, yeah, it's a triumph. Triumph. It's a triumph all round, yes.
And it was a similar story with the haddock. Gently flaked with a smoky punch, contrasted by the mild spice of the curried mayonnaise, it made a flavour explosion. The crispy hen's egg, served with it, had just the right level of ooze from the yolk.
6 minutes.
Disturbing.
There were clean plates all round within minutes. A triumph for the kitchen staff. The pièce de résistance, my Christmas pizza. It ticked every box. Base cooked to perfection, toppings more than generous in portion, bubbling cheese, a festive delight in every mouthful. The Christmas dinners were a similar victory. Succulent turkey, roasties which were crisp on the outside, fluffy within, and a dollop of stuffing. Pig in blanket, surely should be pigs in blanket, just the one. And veg, cooked to achieve just the right level of crunch, made up the bulk of the feast, plus a generous helping of tangy cranberry sauce. Just one of our party indulged in a pudding, opting for the Christmas pudding. I dug in, much to her dismay, on the grounds of research. The fruit was plump and juicy, and the overall dish had a subtle kick of festive booze, which went down very well. When it comes to ways of kicking off December, a festive meal at the Hare and Hounds is not a bad idea. The service was friendly, the dining environment cosy and welcoming, and the food a real victory.
It's that sympathetic conversion.
It is, isn't it?
Two courses from the Christmas menu cost just £18. Great value for money, given the quality of the food and setting. We shall return to sample the food from the standard menu in the new year, once we have shed our festive pounds.
That is incredible.
I know it was long, but I think
it was worth it.
Honestly.
What a journey. Now, Emma, yeah. As a writer yourself,
yes.
What skill he had.
I was there with him. I was there around that table.
I was in that climate-controlled car. I could
God. I liked him because he likes a cold car, which I like.
Right. Yes. And thank God they'd bought the car that allowed them both to have what they wanted.
Can you imagine the situation if there was no car?
I don't want to imagine it, Emma. No. The bad tempers, the red faces, cold
and seeing
then
the
hot,
parents
cold
in the mirror.
Hot, the hot feet and cold face.
Oh, it doesn't
unbearable.
Bear thinking about. I've worked on local newspapers.
Yes.
In my time.
Terrific.
And I know this man. Not personally.
But yeah.
But I've worked with many people like him. And I now want to text them all and hug them because they are the best storytellers.
They really are.
It's
God,
incredible.
It was wonderful.
That was his 15 minutes.
Yes, that was gorgeous, wasn't it?
I wonder if we could find
him. I know,
him.
We'll look out for him. If he does any more, he's bound to do more. Look, he's got the taste for it now, literally. Do you want to play Would You Rather?
Of course.
Would you rather wear a bathing suit or wear formal attire everywhere you go for the next 2 weeks? So 2 weeks from now, you're going to wear a bathing suit or very formal attire, like me at June's charity ball, where I wore my floor-length silk number.
Do you get to choose the era of the formal wear? Could you choose Victorian?
Mm. Also the era of bathing suit. Could you choose Victorian?
Oh, yes, actually. I'm going to say that it's at your discretion. It's just got to fit formal wear.
Okay.
Or bathing suit.
I'm going formal wear.
Totally going bathing suit.
Are you?
Because formal wear, I'm just not that good at being formal anyway. And also, like, as a guy, if you're in, like, bow tie and all of that, ignoring the fact that it suits, I guess. I'm going like black tie. That's what it is in my
head.
Yes,
yeah, it is black
ruffles,
tie.
Ruffles,
that kind of thing. I
would say that, yeah. Then I just look ruffles. Like... a, ruffles. I just look like, I just look like I haven't been to bed. It looks a bit dirty, whereas if I'm in a Victorian bathing suit, complete with stripes and hat and some kind of shoe, then I would imagine that either people will think I'm in fancy dress or I'll just keep swimming solid for 2 weeks.
Sure.
I'll be thin as a rake.
Maybe like a prune.
Very cold. So you're going formal wear, you're going bathing suit.
Yes.
I'm going formal wear, and 100%.
And I think you're going to have long gloves and a hat. Yeah.
Always do.
Bring it on.
Never not wearing long gloves and a hat.
A cigarette holder.
All of it. All of it. And maybe a bustle.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Why not bustle if you can?
If you're going to do it,
yes,
do it properly.
Do it.
To bustle or not to bustle.
That is...
the bustling question.
We absolutely, God, we adore you for listening. Emma, it's been a dream. Thank you.
Had
thank
the best
you
time.
So
I never wanted
much.
To end.
Emma, you've been amazing.
God, you've been gorgeous.
Where can people listen to your podcast?
Well, if you go to your streaming devices and all that sort of jazz, basically iTunes, the like, or go to my website, which is emmaguns.com, and you'll find all the links to the Emma Guns show on there.
Wonderful.
We will also put links in the show notes.
Absolutely.
As well.
Oh, as always.
Hyperlinks.
Oh, it's a given.
Bitly links.
We love you getting in touch. I am at this Sarah Powell.
I'm at Jules Von Hepp.
I am at Emma Guns.
Amazing. And you can write to us, of course. We love that. Do get in touch. The address, should you wish to write to us, is...
The Portslade Crew.
HQ.
PO.
Box.
6.
6.
7.
4.
7.
London.
N.
W.
5.
9.
G.
H.
That's lovely.
Thanks
well
very much. We do, of course, always finish on Jules' word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
Affirmation.
Oh, fun.
A negative mind will never give you a positive life.
Oh, God, ooh, profound.
That's heavy.
Oh, it went in, didn't
it's
it?
It's good, deep? Isn't it? It's a good one. Yeah. Yes.
Ooh. Emma, thank you so much again.
Thank you for having me.
You've been
another
gorgeous.
Round of applause.
Another, always. We absolutely, we adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.